Good morning. This is Peter Maloney from the second day of the Global Power Markets Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have with me Robert Flexen, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of NRG Energy. So, Bob, this morning you mentioned that there's an improving outlook for generation companies. Could you explain what you mean?
Sure. When you look at the overall reserve margins, particularly in the competitive markets, the markets that were in the Northeast, Texas, and California, reserve margins are tightening. Also, with the pressures of carbon and the like, that you're not seeing a lot of new capacity being built. The financial markets the way they are, it also is delaying build. So what we're going to see in the future, and certainly in the near term, is increased asset values for existing generation. Put on top of that, the volatile natural gas market, which tends to set the price of electricity for generators like ourselves that hedge. When you have those periods of volatility and gas spikes up, we will often just lock in those higher gas levels, which serves as a proxy to power. So what you're going to see over the next several years is higher power prices leading to higher revenues and cash flows for generators like ourselves. So I think the outlook is very bullish for the generators, particularly in the competitive markets.
Part of the theory of these markets is that when the reserve margins begin to shrink, there's a price signal that gets sent so people know that, well, it's probably time to build some more capacity. Do you see that those signals being sent now, or do you think the markets are even functioning in a way that would send signals?
It's getting there. I mean, there's a couple of things to look at there. One, the capacity markets have come a long way, and they've become, at least they now exist in PJM, they exist up in NEPOOL. The capacity markets are somewhat not completely reliable in that in New York State, as an example, they changed the amount of installed reserve capacity that's used to set the capacity prices. And while the capacity markets help justify the new generation, that combined with the forward curve on energy prices isn't quite getting you there on reinvestment. So for those firms that want to go in, they're going to have to layer in a hedge to get the financing to actually build a plant. The market isn't quite there yet to justify the new build. For us, when we do our new construction, we tend to use existing sites that have brownfield development opportunities. So we're leveraging off the infrastructure of the existing plant so we can bring in our projects at, call it 10 to 15% lower than what a greenfield would cost. So while the market is strengthening, there's some volatility in your capacity markets, the signs point towards being able to reinvest. But if you did the math right now, particularly on a combined cycle in most markets, you're not quite there to get the returns that you need. And then with the financial markets being in the state that they are, you can't get the financing that you need. So you're not seeing that new build is coming out slower. Then if you look at baseload generation, coal-fired, obviously, there's a lot of pressure on new builds of coal. So any true baseload right now is very difficult to move forward. So I think in the interim, as the markets improve and gets tighter and tighter, the price will justify the gas economics. And you'll see the gas investment being kind of the stopgap measure until you get the new next generation of baseload that hopefully will be supplied by nuclear.
Do you think for the next generation of baseload, whether it's, you seem to think that it's going to be nuclear, right, as the next step, and then perhaps coal beyond that or some new form of coal. Do you think it'll take a new kind of financing structure?
Well, you know, I think when you look at new build and solving particularly baseload, or whether it's baseload or even across the entire curve for supplying power, it's going to be a combination of technologies. There's a place for renewables. There's a place for baseload, and baseload can be your traditional pulverized coal with the maximum available control technology. And to the extent that we make progress on post-combustion carbon capture, we'll certainly allow coal to continue to be an important source of baseload. And then there's nuclear. And then I think when you look at each of those, each will bring their own specific financial and financing specifics. When nuclear, you're going to have the federal government support, certainly for the first few that come out of the gate as we reestablish nuclear in this country. For the baseload coal and for the gas-fired, it'll be more traditional financing to the extent you can get solid offtake contracts, which is what we're pursuing. You can still finance them today. And if it's a gas-fired asset or a coal-fired asset, the liquidity in the natural gas market does provide an opportunity to hedge, and then you can still do the project financing around the hedge. So it'll vary by technology, but I think the long-term solution here will be each of those technologies have a role in solving the energy needs in the future.
In your South Texas nuclear project, where do you stand with the financial guarantees from the government?
Well, the next step there is the loan application process, and the loan application deadlines are coming up pretty soon. And so we're in the process of applying for that. In addition to the application for the federal loan guarantees, we're also working with our partner Toshiba in Japan, the Japanese government, to see if there's support that we can receive from overseas on this as well. So it'll be the combination of all three of those that should make the STP project a reality.
Is the Japanese government support, is that going to be a backstop, or is it or possibly as a backstop?
Well, it's still being developed. I think we see it'll be sitting side by side with the kind of the U.S. federal loan guarantee program as well.
I think if this happens, you'll probably have the first nuclear project in several decades.
So. Yeah, I mean, we're targeting 2015 for the first unit, 2016 for the second unit. We've done a lot of creative work, good work by Steve Wynn and the team within NRG that's trying to develop it. And Toshiba is working very closely with us. We're thrilled that they're joining in. They bring true expertise on building exactly the technology that we're putting in. They've built it on time, on budget, so they know what they're doing, and it's a great partner to have.